Surah Muhammad, the 47th surah of the Noble Quran. In verse number 24, there is a question that Allah has put to us. It's a question that we need to reflect on. What is the question Allah asked us, or asking those at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not ponder over the Quran, or are there locks on their hearts? This أَقْفَال is locks, like how in other places Allah says ختم الله وطبع الله. Allah is sealed, or Allah is locked off. And this describes how the disbelievers refuse to employ their heart for the comprehension of the truth. And as a natural consequences, the capacities to distinguish right from wrong have become totally mixed up. When a person carelessly and excessively commits sins all the time, then Allah forbid, that is when a person's heart becomes sealed. We need to ask ourselves, that do we reflect on the Quran? Now you may say that, but I don't understand the Quran, how must I reflect on it? So reflect on the translation that has been presented to you. Allow it to sink into your heart. And then also, listen to the Quran with intent, focus, and Allah will inspire you in that way. The bottom line is that the hypocrites did not want to ponder over the Quran. And when we do not listen, or we do not pay the Quran its proper due, then we are similar to the hypocrites. Who are they? إن الذين ارتدوا على أدبارهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى الشيطان سول لهم أملا لهم. Surely those who turned away on their backs after the straight path has been made clear to them, Shaitan incited them to indulge and made lengthy promises to them. So Shaitan is the one who manages to deviate them. The Shaitan has tempted them and got them involved in far-fetched fantasies. So there's two things that have been attributed to the devil, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sawwala lahum wa amla lahum. Sawwala comes from meaning the act of decking out evil. And this is the work of the devil, that he makes it look very attractive. And wa amla lahum, the devil gives people respite, creates a thought that there's respite. So first, what the devil does is, he makes the evil acts look good and beautiful to them, and then when they get involved in it, he gives them long and false hopes about how they will avert getting caught in this. So this is the work of Shaitan. These people get caught in that simply because ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّمْ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُ مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ. This is because they said to those who are averse to Allah's revealed book, we will obey you in certain matters. That the hypocrites had said to the Jews and others, that although we have become Muslims outwardly, we will not join the Muslims in fighting. Rather, when we get the opportunity, we will help you and obey you in other matters. So this was them trying to bat for both teams. And you get people, you know, when they're with you, you think they are yours. And when they're with others, they pretend to be theirs, but in fact they are backbiting you. So if someone comes to you and talks bad about someone else, then just think about the fact that when this person goes to someone else, they'll be backbiting you. And that is what you need to understand. So this is the clear quality of the munafiqeen, that when they're with you, you think they're yours. When they're with someone else, they think that they give you a different impression, or they give that person the same impression, and like that they deceive them. But they can deceive in this world, and they may get away with it to a certain extent, but they won't be able to deceive the angels of death. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَوَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. How will it be when the angels of death will take away their souls, striking their faces and backs? That how will they save themselves? Yes, they can save themselves with their ambiguity, with their glib tongues, with their different ideas that they pass on in this world. But they will certainly taste the punishment of the hypocrisy, and that will be shown to them, and they will taste it in the hereafter. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ مُتَّبَعُوا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهَ وَكَرِهُوا رِضْوَانَهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. This is because they pursued the path which displeased Allah and disliked His pleasure, so Allah made their deeds go in vain. They did not like the path which led to Allah's pleasure, so they followed the path which earned Allah's displeasure, and for that reason that they have to have this terrifying experience at the time of death. Allah rendered all their deeds to waste because of their unbelief and transgression, that no deeds of theirs help them in this world, or it will never help them in the year after. Talking further about the munafiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَلَّا يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَذْغَانَهُمْ. That these people who have this sickness in their hearts, do they not think that Allah will expose them? Do the hypocrites think that the malice and the animosity which they harbor towards Islam and the Muslims will remain concealed in their hearts, and that Allah will not expose them? And that the Muslims will not come to know who are these munafiqeen, and that the internal faith will remain discreet and hidden? No. It will be exposed, and it will be exposed by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at an appropriate time, not immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ فَلَعَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Had we willed, would have shown you those people. If Allah willed, He would have given you the identities of all the hypocrites. Name each one individually by saying that such and such person in this crowd is a hypocrite. Such and such person is a hypocrite. Such and such person. However, Allah's wisdom does not demand this forthright and direct exposition. Allah's blessed us and the ummah with insight that with the qualities that are mentioned, you are able to recognize them. By watching their ways of expression and conversing, وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. You will recognize them further by the tone of their speech. وَاللَّهُ يَعْمَلُ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah knows well their deeds. Allah has made it such that the power, the strength, the steadfastness, the sincerity that shine from the words of a sincere person can never be achieved by a hypocrite. If you are genuine, then nothing can hide that it will come across, and people will be able to appreciate that true nature that you've shown. So it wasn't in the wisdom at any particular point to reveal them. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu says that anyone who conceals a secret in his heart, Allah displays it on his face and brings it out by the slip of his tongue. In other words, while you're talking, in one way or the other, you let the cat out of the bag. And in that way, your secrets will come exposed. There's a hadith that says that any person harboring a secret, though it's in its heart, Allah puts a cover on it. And if it is good, it becomes manifest. And if it's evil, that too becomes manifest. And some narrations have it that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was imparted the knowledge of a group of hypocrites by name. For example, it's recorded in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, on the authority of Uqba ibn Amir, radiallahu anhu, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one of his sermons, he called out the names of a particular hypocrite and asked him to leave the congregation. And that was 36 names were counted at that time. So at that instance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. But the purpose of all of this, in keeping things ambiguous, is to test us. وَلَنَبْوَلَوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوا أَخْبَارَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we shall certainly test you so that we may know the fighters amongst you and those who are steadfast. That the purpose behind the injunctions that have been spoken about, and we've spoken at length about jihad, why Allah has granted us jihad, is to test us. And it is under severe test that it comes to know those who are prepared to fight for the cause of Allah and remain steadfast in the face of severe hardship and tribulations, and those who are not willing to do that. So a person, at that time, the weight of each person's iman, obedience and submission to Allah comes known. through the actions. So you have two types of knowledge. You have knowledge prior, foreknowledge, and you have knowledge which comes afterwards, which you could say knowledge that is retrospectively. And when we say so that Allah comes to know, so that we know, the knowledge here is a retrospective knowledge, that Allah's knowledge of things is since eternity. And in this context where it said that Allah tests you so that He comes to know, it means that the knowledge about things after the occurrence of event in the external world, that the purpose is that Allah is enjoined fighting on the believers so that the sincere believers may become distinguished from the hypocrites, and who shrink in horror at the very thought of fighting. So that is the message that has been given in these verses about the hypocrites and their condition. May Allah save us from this category. What we need to do is we need to be true in our actions. There should be no inconsistency in what we do and what we say. And that is the main message. The Sahaba did not fear anything like how they feared hypocrisy.